ओम अज्ञानति मिरंदश्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया पृष्ठंजना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूपो हतामहिं वन्दे अहम श्रीगुरो श्रीजितपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सर्वजातं सर्वगणरघुनाथान्वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सर्वभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिविलास स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष सुनवादी पश्चाताय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनो बंधु जगपते लोकेश गोपिका तप्त राधा कंस नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्ववानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। So you should read this purport from Srila Prabhupada, this song of the Vaishnava series. So we read from Bhagavad Gita now. Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 11, text 54. We'll try to memorize this verse. So for memorizing, we should know what meaning, then we'll memorize. Translation is like that. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotion of service can I be understood as I am. Standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Understanding regarding Krishna is mysterious. Very difficult. How it is possible? He is Lord of the whole universe, but he is crying, playing with the ordinary people. It's mysterious activity. So please repeat after me the translation. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am. Standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way, can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Is clear? This meaning is clear? You tell me, what is the meaning?
Only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am. Only by unalloyed devotional service we can understand Krishna as he is.
Next line.
I am standing before you and can thus see directly. Only in this way can you enter into my streets.
I am reading again. My dear Arjuna. Please repeat that one. My dear Arjuna. Only by undivided devotional service. Can I be understood as I am? Standing before you. And can thus be seen directly. Only in this way. Can you enter into The mysteries of my understanding.
The mysteries of my understanding.
Who want to say meaning? What is the meaning? What do you realize?
Maria, only by the unalloyed or undivided devotion service one can be one can
correction. Okay. What are you saying? না আমি ইন্দোরে আছি এখন আমি একটা ক্লাসে আছি হ্যাঁ পরে টেলিফোন করি আমি ক্লাসে আছি ইন্দোর মন্দিরে টেলিফোন করে কাউকে
By only by another or undivided service one can reach up to me or can approach me as and can see me and he can also enter the mysteries of my understanding.
Very good. So main thing, if you want to know Lord, only one. What is that?
Undivided
devotion. Undivided devotion. We should read the word to word meaning, then it is very easy to memorize that. Bhakta.
Bhakta.
By devotional service.
By devotional service.
To.
To.
But.
But.
Ananaya.
Ananaya.
Without being mixed with.
Without being mixed with
fruitive activities or speculative knowledge.
Or speculative knowledge.
Shakta.
Shakta.
Possible.
Possible.
Om.
I.
Evam vidaha.
Evam vidaha.
Like this.
Like this.
Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Arjuna. Gyatum.
Gyatum.
To know.
To know.
Drashtum,
drashtum,
to see,
to see.
Sa,
sa,
and,
and.
Tattena,
tattena,
in fact,
in fact.
Praveshtum,
praveshtum,
to enter into,
to enter into.
Cha,
cha,
also,
also.
Parantapa,
parantapa,
o subduer of the evening.
Of subduer of the evening.
Have you heard the name of Parantapa? Who Parantapa? Who is Parantapa?
Huh?
Arjuna. What is the meaning of Parantapa? Param plus tapo. Param tapo. Tap means tap. Tap means heat. Heat means? Heat means? Pleasing? Heat means? It is painful. That is a cooler AC. Tap pradhan kari means who able to give pain. The param tapo means who can give pain to the enemies. Who can defeat, who can subdue his enemies. Param tap pradhan kari. Param tapo means param tap pradhan kari. Subduer of enemies. Krishna is Arjuna. Krishna surely is Parantapa. But Arjuna here is just as Parantapa. So, what meaning is clear? Now we should try to memorize this verse. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka.
Bhakta tu ananaya shakka.
Aham evam vidu Arjuna.
Aham evam vidu Arjuna.
Gyatum drushtum cha tattena.
Gyatum drushtum cha tattena.
Praveshtum cha parantapa.
Praveshtum cha parantapa.
I'll say one time, if you say three times. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka.
Bhakta tu ananaya shakka. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka.
Aham evam vidu Arjuna.
Aham evam vidu Arjuna. Aham evam vidu Arjuna. Aham evam vidu Arjuna.
Gyatum drashtum cha tattena.
Gyatum drashtum cha tattena. Gyatum drashtum cha tattena. Gyatum drashtum cha tattena.
Praveshtum cha parantapa.
Praveshtum cha parantapa. Praveshtum cha parantapa. Praveshtum cha parantapa.
So without seeing the Buddha, I'll say two lines together. You should sing without singing the verse.
Bhakta tu ananaya shakka aham evam vidha arjuna.
Bhakta tu ananaya shakka aham evam vidha arjuna.
Three times.
Bhakta tu ananaya shakka aham evam vidha arjuna. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka aham evam vidha arjuna. Bhakta tu ananaya shakka aham evam vidha arjuna.
Last two lines. ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्तेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तप
ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्तेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तप ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्तेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तप ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्तेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तप
विदाउट सीइंग द बोर्ड होल वर्ड थ्री टाइम्स भक्ता तु अनन्या शक अहम एवं विदो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं दृष्टुं च तत्तेन प्रविष्टुं च परन्तप
भक्त्या तु अनन्यशक्या अहं मैदेनो अर्जुनः ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तपः
भक्त्या तु अनन्यशक्या अहम् एवं विदो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तपः भक्त्या तु अनन्यशक्य अहम् एवं विदो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तपः
भक्त्या तु अनन्यमासक्त्य अहम् एवं विदो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तपः
भक्ता तु अनन्यशक्य अहम् एवं विदो अर्जुन ज्ञातुं द्रष्टुं च तत्त्वेन प्रवेष्टुं च परन्तपः
I am seeing first time in my life Srutidhar like this. See, first time you remember this. You know before. Nitish, you know before? So who heard this for the first time? How much powerful, huh? By reciting theater you memorize the whole verse. So how much potency you have? And use that. Anybody else? Okay, wonderful verse, huh? So just try, only 3 minutes you got for memorizing one verse. How did you learn? This verse? Only if you use 5 minutes, you can memorize one verse. So within 2 years, how many verse?
700.
More than 700. More than 700. 2 years. In Bhagavad Gita, 700 verse. So whole Bhagavad Gita is in 2 years. So memorizing verse means collecting some oil in the pocket. If you have some money in your pocket, you can go anywhere. So if you have this type of oil, you can go anywhere. And can defeat anybody. This is Bhagavad Gita, this verse is said. This text, chapter this, Krishna said this. You will have some courage. Oh, I have this verse. I don't care anybody, I have. So we will read the purport. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. Not only Krishna, everybody. Without love, who can know better your mother? You know. Who knows better regarding your father or president or you? Why? Your knowledge is higher than president? No. Why? Because of love, you know. Because of love, he revealed himself in front of you. Not about Krishna, everywhere. If you want to know someone, make good relationship with him. You will know everything. If you want to know Krishna, make loving relationship with him. You will know him. So Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains in this verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by this speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. Not only wasting their time, they are wasting others' time also. They are wasting their time, they are wasting. Not only wasting other time, they are polluting whole world. Not only polluting whole world, they are polluting whole world eternally. Try to pollute. No one can understand Krishna or how he come from parents in a 400 form and at once changed himself into a 200 form. Who can understand? He took by the 400 form, after that he... Who can believe this? Oh, it is a story. It is a mythology, myth. These things are very difficult to understand by study of the Vedas or by philosophical speculation. Very difficult to understand. That is why Brahma said, Vedeshu Durlabham. It is very difficult to understand through Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Adurlabham means easy to understand by Atma Bhakto, by devotional service. Brahma said, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Very difficult to understand through Vedas, but very easy to understand through undivided devotional service. A nice word, huh? Prabhupada translated, undivided devotional service. Atma Bhakto. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that no one can see him or enter into understanding of this matter. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from the Vedic literature in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, and if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the authoritative literature. One can perform penance in accordance with these principles. For example, to undergo serious penance, one may observe fasting on Janmashtami, the day on which Krishna appeared, and on the 2 days of Ekadashi, the 11th day after the new moon, and the 11th day after the full moon. As far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to the devotees of Krishna who are engaged in his devotional service to spread the Krishna philosophy or Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to the humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity. Have you heard this before? Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity because love of Krishna. Have you heard this? Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prabhupadaya. So Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity because love of Krishna. That is why Krishna consciousness movement is a benediction to the humanity. Very good. This love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. Very difficult to get, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only freely, he was begging, please take. Not only freely, he is begging. Jare rakhe tare kahe dante trino dhari. Two women is meeting, devotees, by holding straw in the, between the teeth. Amari kinyalaha bhajagaura hari. Atavoli nityananda bhume gori jai sunaro parvajjano dhulate lutai. Nityananda Prabhu, Lachandas Thakur explained so nicely. One day will sing this song. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world. And if one worships as prescribed in the temple, in the temple in India, there is always some statue, usually of Vishnu or Krishna. That is a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners, in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential. And this is confirmed in the Vedic literature, Shetashatara Upanishad. Jasya deve para bhakti jatha deve tatha guru tashyate kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. Have you heard this verse? Very important verse. Jasya deve para bhakti. What is the meaning? Jasya deve para bhakti. Those who have undivided devotional service, Deve, two Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jisya, those who have parabhakti, jatha deve tatha guru. And at the same time, with into guru, who has undivided devotional service, devotion to guru and Krishna, to shed kathita artha prakashante mahatmana. All the Vedic knowledge will reveal in his heart. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master in whom he has similar unflinching faith can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. Revelation. One cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. For one who does not take personal training under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. The word too is specifically used here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna. The personal form of Krishna, the 200 form and the 400 are described as Shudurdarsham. Darsham means seeing. Durdarsha means difficult to see. Shudurdarsha means very difficult to see. Shudurdarsha, very difficult to see. They are completely different from the temporary universal form shown to Arjuna. The 400 form of Narayan and the 200 form of Krishna are eternal and transcendental, whereas the universal form exhibited to Arjuna is temporary. The word tat anyena na drishta purvam state that before Arjuna no one had seen that universal form. Also they suggest that amongst the devotees there was no necessary for showing it. That form was exhibited by Krishna at the request of Arjuna so that in future when one represents himself as an incarnation of God, people can ask to see his universal form. It's a big purpose. I want to stop here. Anybody has any comment, question?
Queen
in the
purport, no one
statue at him.
So
it is
for the understanding of
commonly. Yeah. Because Prabhupada said, yeah, people is saying this word for the neophytes, non-devotees. So come in the platform. Like here Prabhupada said, those are neophytes. If they give some charity, they will benefit. As if one worship as prescribed in the temple, that is a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential, and this is confirmed in the Vedic literature.
Without service or mission bhakti should not be there.
That
deity
worship can help in progress
in Krishna worship? Sure. But needed.
During
starting to worship in Aprabhi, then it
will definitely.
Yeah, but have to do. Like, rules and regulations needed in the beginning stage. Like, when you are learning English, so there are rules and regulations. This P, E, N, pen, third person singular number, so many rules and regulations. But when now speaking, he never think, oh, there is third person. He goes, he is good. Oh, and third person singular number, that is where he goes. You now remembering that, but it is coming naturally. So in the beginning, rules and regulations are needed, but in advanced stage, it will come spontaneously. What Vipu said, we should finish by 8:30. So, any other question? Thank you very much for attending this class and inviting me. Jagat Goswami Prabhupada ki, Bhagavad Gita as it is ki, Samaved Guru Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi ki.